This is Red Podcast, episode number 224. I'm talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Responding to people on social media. That's coming up.
This is the Red Podcast, the marketing podcast for influencers. Rise above the noise. Expand your audience. Deliver impact. Here's your host, David Hooper.
The right name for your product, for your podcast, for yourself, that could be the difference between what you do working and what you do not working. The wrong name throws everything off. Like a personal trainer named Cookie or a lesbian named BJ. Police dogs. They don't have names like Fluffy or Fido. They have names like Talon and Viper and Atlas. Let you know they mean business. So when you hear a name like May Beavers, you expect something like this. But that's not correct. That's not who May Beavers is. She's actually a state senator, and she's doing just the opposite of what you would think of when you hear the name May Beavers. In fact, right now she's on a mission to formally declare pornography a public health crisis. Here's what she recently said in an interview. My goodness, you can't even look at Facebook anymore without seeing something. Now, when I look at Facebook, I see a lot of political posts. I see a lot of cat videos. I see a lot of videos of cops beating people up. But what I'm not seeing is pornography. And that's probably a good thing. Because according to the resolution that May Beavers is trying to pass, pornography also lessens the desire for young men to marry. It also propagates infidelity. So if I'd gotten on Facebook and seen this pornography before I'd gotten married, I might not have ever gotten married. And now that I am married, I wouldn't be faithful to my wife. So ladies, if you're not married, if your husband is cheating on you, now you know why. What does May Beavers have to do with your business? That's coming up. This is the Red Podcast, the podcast for influencers. I talk about the holy trinity of influence here, books and print media, podcast, and also broadcasting, and also live events. If you've got a message and you want to spread, you want to make people care about that message, this is the podcast for you. So who is May Beavers? Who better to explain this to us than May Beavers herself?
Hi, I'm May Beavers. It's been my privilege to serve as your representative in the state Senate for the past 8 years. I believe in keeping government small because that's the best way to keep taxes as low as possible. I believe in protecting our constitutional freedoms as Americans and as Tennesseans. I believe in traditional marriage and the sanctity of life. Please vote May Beavers for state Senate in the August Republican primary. I'm May Beavers, and I approve this message.
May Beavers. A bold, strong woman with a message in her heart, much like you. She's got a message. She wants to spread that message. She would actually benefit by listening to Red Podcast, because that's what we do here. I talk about books, print media. I talk about broadcasting, podcasting, and I also talk about live events. Here's May Beavers at a press conference she did with Mark Pote. He's a representative for Tennessee, talking about something called the Tennessee Natural Marriage Defense Act.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And I want to talk about two specific bills that we have. The first one I want to talk about is a bill that's going to go back to the Tennessee Constitution, Section 18. This is something we passed, and it says the historical institution and legal contract solemnizing the relationship for one man, one woman shall be only legally recognized marital contract in the state. Any policy or law or judicial interpretation purporting to define marriage as anything other than The historical institution and legal contract between one man and one woman is contrary to the public policy of the state of Tennessee and shall be void and unenforceable in Tennessee. If another state or foreign jurisdiction issues a license for persons to marry, and if such marriage is prohibited in the state of Tennessee by the provisions of this section, then the marriage shall be void and unenforceable in the state of Tennessee. We passed that here in Tennessee overwhelmingly with over 80% of the vote.
Your demographics have changed.
Our bill continues on. It says, whereas a mere 2 years prior to the Obergefell ruling,
my marriage is just as good as yours.
The Supreme Court. Would you like us to go on?
No. I don't care whether you do or not, frankly.
Okay.
Pull the bill.
The Supreme Court saying,
pull the bill. You're wasting taxpayer money.
Pull the bill.
I appreciate y'all
coming. What you're doing is un-American.
Pull the bill. Excuse me.
Now, you didn't hear Mae Beavers because she just stood there. And when she and Representative Pody met resistance, they both walked out of the room. And the crowd, you could hear them on this audio, they followed them to their offices. Mae Beavers is a woman who doesn't handle criticism well. She told the Associated Press that no one should ever be allowed to come up here and act like that, to try to scare our staff, for us to be escorted out of the building. Read the Tennessee Constitution. It says anybody who disrespects the legislator when we're in session should be imprisoned. Mae Beavers doesn't want to talk with you if you don't agree with her. Now, Mae Beavers, she knows how to use social media. Not only is she on Facebook avoiding pornography, but she's also on Twitter. If you ask her a question that she doesn't like, she blocks you. Now, I've got a name for this. I call it Beaver Blocked. This is why I'm bringing this up. You are just like Mae Beavers. You've got a message to spread also. And just like Mae Beavers, some people aren't going to like that message. Then what? Years ago, I was given a presentation. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. Guy stood up right in the middle of it. Big audience. He said, "You don't know what the f*** you're talking about." What do you do then? What do you do in a situation like that? The previous episode of Red Podcast, the one right before this one, episode 223, it was a review that I did of an event that I had attended called PodFest. If you want to check that out, redpodcast.com/223 has it. Once I'd recorded that episode, published it, it was online for people to download. I got on Facebook, miraculously avoiding all pornography on Facebook, went to the PodFest page where people were discussing the event, and I said, "Hey, I've got this review of the event. If you're interested, here it is." And not 5 minutes later, the first response, "I don't know if I should laugh at or be offended by the total lack of professionalism exemplified in this article." What would you do in a situation like that? Now, you've got a few options. One, you can be a dick. And this happens all the time on Facebook. And I could have done that. "Hey, buddy, f*** you and the horse you rode in on." Done. Mic drop. Leave it at that. If you've ever been to a comedy show, you see this all the time. And people expect this when they go to see stand-up comedy. But even then, it's going to make some people in the audience feel uncomfortable. If you're a drunk, belligerent person in an audience at a comedy club, you are not going to win against somebody who faces drunk, belligerent people in comedy clubs for a living. You are not going to win. It has never happened. The guy on stage, he's got a microphone, he's a professional, he's louder than you, he's done this before, and he is going to take you down. The fight is so uneven, it makes people feel uncomfortable. And you could do that too, on Facebook, via live events. It's very easy to do if you're somebody that writes words for a living, that speaks words for a living, and does live events for a living. It is very easy to do. So that's one option. Option number two, we see this all the time in book reviews on Amazon, and that's to be a martyr. I'm so sorry my book didn't live up to your expectations. I worked so hard on it. Please allow me to call you personally and spend a couple of hours convincing you that I'm a great guy and my book isn't that bad. All the time. So option number one, be a dick. Option number two, be a martyr. Option number three, beaver blah. That's the nuclear option. That's what Mae Beavers does. She stops listening to criticism and everything else. Because when you block somebody and stop listening, you're blocking out everything. And there's good feedback that comes through too. Don't you want to hear that? You do. And that's why I choose option number four. Be open. That's my suggestion. Be open. And that's exactly what I did when I responded to this guy. So, hey, curious to know what you find unprofessional about it. Chances are you've listened to Red Podcast before. This isn't your first episode. But even if this is your first episode and you've made it this far, you know, in the limited exposure you've had to me, that there are a lot of things about Red Podcast that you may think are unprofessional. You could certainly make that argument. For example, I'm making fun of a lady's name. This is a grandmother, and I'm making fun of her name. This is a business podcast, for God's sake. You could argue that that's unprofessional. In the last episode, the one this guy was criticizing, episode 223, I made a joke about Catholics and Mormons and Christians all in the same joke. It was the trifecta of jokes. That's not very professional. I talk about lesbians on here. I talk about hookers, drugs, rednecks. I tape people without them knowing it, and I play it on this podcast. Not very professional. And I get that. I can completely get how this podcast might not be a match for some people. It's the kind of thing that's going to make you clutch your pearls, press stop on your podcast player, and quickly change over to something safe like Michael Hyatt or Dave Ramsey or Zig Ziglar reruns. If you want to hear about a winning attitude, polish your shoes, give a firm handshake, or excellence, Zig Ziglar's your man. I've got a couple Zig CDs in my car. Listen to thousands of hours of this kind of stuff. Earl Nightingale, love him. That's not what I do, though. But because it's so commonplace in this genre, and because of that, there's so much of it out there, and so many people are used to hearing that, when they hear me, it's a bit shocking. I get it. And I didn't want to shut the guy down, so I asked him, what'd you find so offensive about it? Maybe there's a middle ground. His answer is that he went to my site, redpodcast.com. He didn't like the pop-ups. It wasn't the joke about Catholics, Mormons, and Christians. It wasn't vulgar language. It wasn't any of the stuff that I thought he might be offended by. It was the pop-ups. And that's the lesson. Two lessons, actually. One, what we think won't work well, what we think might be a problem, it does just fine. He didn't have a problem with the content. And two, what we think people won't mind pisses them off. Something like pop-ups, which are on the majority of business-type sites such as Red Podcasts, he doesn't like it. Hey, I don't like it either, but it works. It works. It allows me to get the information to you that you need to help you grow your influence. That's why they're there, not because I'm a big pop-up fan, but because they work. But here's the real lesson here. And this is why I'm bringing up May Beavers and giving her such a hard time. The real lesson, don't block people. It's hard enough as it is to keep in touch with people and keep connected to them in a way that's going to help them. As you have more and more success in your career, the more and more you get disconnected from that thing that made you successful. In short, it's tougher to relate to the people that you're talking to. I saw this all the time when I was working in the music business. Think about rock musicians. There was a show on MTV, I think it was called Ultimate Fan, something along those lines, kind of a reality show. And the basic premise of it was the ultimate fan got to meet his idols. And I remember there was an episode, I think it was with Metallica, and there was some guy out in the middle of nowhere. He worked third shift at a grocery store, stocking shelves. While he was stocking shelves, there was nobody around, it's the middle of the night, he would listen to Metallica all night. So he wants to win this contest. He wants to meet Metallica. And one day, in the middle of the night, third shift at the grocery store, an MTV camera crew comes in. The guy's got his headphones in. He's stocking baked beans or something. They go up to him. "You're going to meet Metallica!" This guy was thrilled. "Oh, man, I can't believe it. I get to meet Metallica. I'm the ultimate fan." The next scene, he's going to meet Metallica, building up that anticipation. He's super excited. And he goes to the venue where he's going to meet them. And the band finally walks through the door, and they're all in the same room. And it was the most awkward scene ever. You've got this kid. He's in his 20s. He loves Metallica. They're what got him through the tough times. He's stocking baked beans every night, for God's sake. Metallica's the only thing that's keeping him alive. And he's talking to these guys that are probably 20 years older than he is, and they're rich, and they drive nice cars, and they fly private, and they live in mansions, and they have absolutely nothing in common. Completely weird, right? Yet we do the same thing. The more and more success that we have, the more and more we get disconnected from that thing that gave us success in the first place. That's tough. That's going to happen regardless of whether you block people or not. But why would you block people to make it even tougher to connect with them and for them to connect with you? If you're dealing with the public, and May Beavers is, May Beavers is a public officer. She is a government official. She was voted in by the people of Tennessee who wanted her to represent them in their interest. Whether you're a person like that or you're a person simply with a message to spread, don't isolate yourself to make it easier on you because you don't like to hear that some people don't like your message. Not everybody is going to like your message, but as an influencer, you need to be ready for that. Don't focus on those people. Focus on the people that want to hear more from you, that want to stay connected with you, and can keep you connected to what made you successful in the first place. If you don't do that, that's how you become irrelevant. So keep those lines of communication open. If you really want to be effective at doing this, sit down with people. Have those small focus groups. Meet face to face. Sit across the table from them. It's the absolute best way to make sure you stay relevant. Next episode, I'm going to continue this discussion. I've actually got a secret mission that I can't talk about, but it'll be over soon enough. You're going to want to tune into this. Make sure that you don't miss this. That's all I can say about that. And to make sure that you don't miss it, make sure you subscribe to Red Podcast. Go to redpodcast.com. One click is all it takes. I don't care if you're on an iPhone, an Android. I'm not going to get into that war. It's all good to me. One click is all it takes. Android, iPhone. You listen via the web? That's cool too. I will make sure that you get a subscription to Red Podcast. It will be free and you will never miss an episode. Redpodcast.com to make that happen. If you got questions or comments, reach out to me on Twitter. I'm not like May Beavers. I don't block you. Reach out to me. At David Hooper on Twitter is the best way to do it. I read everything. I respond to everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Send it on at David Hooper on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening to Red Podcast. Thank you for building the Red Podcast community. I'll see you on the next episode.
Swing it! You've been listening to Red Podcast, the marketing podcast for influencers. Never miss an episode.
Subscribe now with your iPhone, Android, or via RSS at redpodcast.com.